That was the Jim Knapp Orchestra, and a piece composed by Jim Knapp titled Laura May's Getaway. Laura May Abram was music department secretary at the Cornish College of the Arts, and she was kind of the radar of the place, if you remember the television series MASH. He was the guy who always knew where things were, what was happening, anticipated what people needed before they got to it. That was the way Laura May was at the Cornish Music Department. She always knew where things were going on. And Laura May's Getaway was written not only for her leaving Cornish to start a new life, but also for the place she was starting with her guy, Sonny Booker, in California. It was an inn in California to be called Laura May's Getaway. Nice playing all the way through on that, Laura May's Getaway, with the Jim Knapp Orchestra from the album Secular Breathing. Solos by Jeff Hay on trombone, Saul Klein on tenor sax, Phil Sparks on bass. I'm not sure who the trumpet was, but Ingrid Jensen was the guest on this. I think perhaps it was her. Laura May's Getaway. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Incidentally, there's a nice piece on Jim Knapp in last month's Earshot. Excerpts from the forthcoming book, Continuation of the Seattle Jazz Scene History by Paul DeBarros, called After Jackson Street. Next up, a tune from a group from Portland led by Gordon Lee, the pianist, with the Mel Brown Septet. And we'll also hear a song from Kelsey Eisenhower, who was singing last night at the Jazz Clubs Northwest, part of their regular series there. Gordon Lee, a Portland-based pianist, composer, here is heard with the Mel Brown Sextet. Mel Brown is the drummer and band leader. Derek Sims on trumpet, Renato Carano on tenor. John Nastos is featured on alto sax with Stan Bach on trombone. Andre St. James on bass. And this is a piece titled Change Your Dreams. Thank you.
nothing feels the same. It's such a pity, it's such a shame. But the wheelers and dealers are hanging in tough, keeping an eye on the action, a hawking and talking and moving that stuff, and feeling a fast satisfaction. Wheeling and dealing in various large and small things, lying and stealing and letting the chips just fall, signing and sealing and knowing the price of all things and the value of nothing at all. Sure, it's little wonder we're insecure. Just open up your eyes. It's like the sweepstakes without a prize. But the wheelers and dealers are doing their thing and telling us everything's rosy. The Lord only knows what tomorrow may bring, but don't anybody get nosy. Wheeling and dealing in various large and small things, lying and stealing and letting the chips just fall, signing and sealing and knowing the price of all things and the value of nothing at all. Setting up shop in the craters to feed beyond hunger and drink beyond thirst, and those who oppose them are traitors. Wheeling and dealing in various large and small things, lying and stealing and letting the chips just fall, signing and sealing and knowing the price of all things. Wheeling and dealing, lying and stealing and letting the chips just fall, signing and sealing and knowing the price of all things and the value of nothing at all. Yeah.
Kelly Eisenhower singing a song written by Dave Frischberg, both music and words, The Wheelers and Dealers from Kelly Eisenhower's album Seek and Find. Bob Mincer was the tenor saxophonist. The guitarist on that was Kenji Aihara. The album was recorded mostly in Salt Lake City, where Kelly was living at the time. She's now a resident of this area. And performs from time to time at jazz clubs Northwest. We were listening to Gordon Lee at the piano, one of his compositions, with the Mel Brown Group in the preceding selection from the album Tuesday Night. We heard a piece called Change Your Dreams. And Mel Brown, the drummer, leading that group. John Nastos was the alto saxophonist and Stan Bach on trombone. 88.5 KNKX, surveying the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Thanks to everyone who called last week during the fundraiser. Thank you so much for your support of this radio station that brings you a solid afternoon of music every Sunday afternoon at this time. Speaking of Jazz Clubs Northwest, they have music on Fridays and Saturdays, streaming these days. Next Friday, the 9th, it'll be Thomas Marriott and his group, and on Saturday, the 10th, it'll be a Tall and Small Band with Pete Chrislieb and Linda Small. Speaking of activities going on online, since we can't have audiences for these live music venues just yet, but Earshot is presenting music at the Royal Room on Sunday. This Sunday, Staycation Solos continue with Neil Welch, Robin Holcomb, and Sheridan Riley turning in solo sets. Racer Sessions on the first Monday of each month online now. It starts this Monday, and it'll be followed by a free jam after a solo set from Neil Welch. And that's on Zoom, the Racer Session, on Monday night. On Tuesday, the Owl and Thistle has resumed having jam sessions, and the opening set will be hosted by Xavier Le Couturier and the following free jazz sit-ins. Xavier Le Couturier's quartet will also be featured next Friday at the Royal Room, and Earshot presents music on Saturdays at the Forum. Clinton Fearon will be featured next Saturday, the 10th. Those are all online events. Next is a tune from Greg Williamson Quartet from the album Scenes and Voyages, this featuring Alexei Nikolaev on tenor sax, with John Hansen at the piano, John Hamer on bass, Greg Williamson at the drums, and a tune that was written by Joy Calderazzo called Midnight Voyage. Inspired by the drummerless trios of Nat King Cole and Oscar Peterson, that was Bill Kuhn on guitar with Jody Prusnik on bass, Miles Black on piano, and a composition by Miles Black titled Ray Time for Ray Brown. That's from the album Triology on Cellar Records from Vancouver. And before that, we were listening to Greg Williamson Quartet from the album Scenes and Voyages. We heard Midnight Voyage, composition by Joey Calderazzo, featuring Alexei Nikolaev on tenor sax, John Hansen piano, John Hamer bass, Greg Williamson at the drums. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Jim Wilkie with you here. Wayback Machine coming up next. This goes back to the Metropolitan Theater in Seattle in July of 1951. On stage was the Cecil Young Quartet. Cecil Young at the piano, Gerald Bashir on tenor sax and congas, Traff Hubert on bass, and Jimmy Rogers at the drums. And Lionel Hampton's Flying Home.
Thank you.
the Mark Seals Quartet. Mark Seals at the piano with Fred Hamilton on guitar, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums. A tune written by Mark Seals called Remember Why, which comes from his American Songs Volume 3, Place and Time, Mark Seals. Cecil Young Quartet, going back 70 years for that recording. Jazz on the Rocks, it was an album which came out back in the 50s. We heard the Cecil Young Quartet playing Flying Home, the Lionel Hampton evergreen. Cecil Young was the pianist, Gerald Brashear on tenor sax, Traff Hubert on bass, Jimmy Rogers at the drums at the Metropolitan Theater in Seattle. That was Nelda Swigert at the piano, and a tune she says was inspired by a visit to the gospel tent at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Nelda Swigert at the piano, with Chris Simer on bass and Byron Van Noy on drums and a couple of string players borrowed from the symphony, and that was called Now or Never. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next on 88.5 KNKX, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.